It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
Don't
them?
Laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys, yeah, and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky, you know,
right.
Like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music.
You're right.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
7:58 here on the Ticket. And yes, the Friday tradition of the emergency break of the week, we give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. We had a wheels-off week on the Ticket. We had so many candidates to go through, so many quality candidates, and this is what we came up with. Candidate number one, the man who does ticket tickers here on the morning show, one Sean Bass.
No.
Trying to get through a live spot, we've all been there, where you feel either a cough or a frog in the throat, and sometimes you run out of breath because you don't want to cough, or maybe take that deep breath because you think it's going to cause even more coughing.
Try to power through it.
Try to power through it, and it's pretty funny to hear Sean try to power through this.
Get that money in just a few days, clean up your credit mess, and do so with Lending Club, a fixed-rate loan. Man, it's the way to go. It can easily get you out of debt. At TryLendingClub.com, you can borrow up to $35,000. That rate starts at 5.99% APR. 5.99% APR. Go to TryLendingClub.com.
All alone.
Was someone strangling you?
Felt like it. I really thought I could talk through it, and then I even turned my mic off to cough briefly to hopefully clear the deck. But
man, I hate when that happens.
Did not happen.
What was the exact issue?
Just a tickle and catching the throat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You weren't eating something.
But
previous.
You knew.
No, I didn't have Jimmy Christopher almond.
Man,
throat.
That's right. The way to go.
All right, one more time.
Get that money in just a few days, clean up your credit mess, and do so with Lending Club, a fixed-rate loan. Man, it's the way to go. It can easily get you out of debt. At TryLendingClub.com, you can borrow up to $35,000. That rate starts at 5.99% APR. 5.99% APR. Go to TryLendingClub.com.
All alone. Well, you got through it. You got through it.
I'm going to start working that into all of my live spots. Man, it's the way to go.
Man, it's the way to go.
All right, we'll got to start working that in. All right, there's Sean.
Oh, that was a weird laugh.
Hey.
By me?
Yeah.
Was that me?
Yes, it was funny.
All right, we'll review that. All right, Sean's up for an e-break. As is one Gordon Keith.
Yes.
We were talking numbers that are worn by the Cowboys and 13 for Lucky Whitehead. That's kind of funny. So we started talking about the number 13, and then I still don't know what you're talking about here.
Okay.
And I'm kind of a superstitious guy, so I always admire the athlete who wears 13, who just doesn't really care about superstitions, because to me, I would think I'd be jinxing my entire career.
I don't think 13 is the unlucky number anymore. Isn't it 10?
I'm sorry, I don't get it.
Turn off my mic.
What?
Well, explain it.
What does that mean?
Who wears 10?
Eli Manning?
No, on the Cowboys, who wears 10?
10 on the Cowboys?
Do they have a 10?
Do they have a 10?
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
I don't know. Pray. Pray for me.
Are you thinking of Cole Beasley?
No. What number is he?
He's 11. 11.
Yeah, that's Danny White's number.
Yeah, you
can't
bet.
Can't Cole Beasley's number. Yeah. Cole Beasley's number is lucky, always.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know. I guess Cole Beasley.
All right, I'll just continue. God.
What in the world?
So who's on first there at the end? Just confusing.
I don't know. I guess Cole Beasley.
I guess Cole Beasley.
What were you thinking?
Cole Beasley.
You really
Seriously?
Were?
Yeah, Cole Beasley.
Squirrel!
Uh-huh.
Cole Beasley. But it's not, I guess he's...
He just
punt,
had a muff punt. Yeah,
oh,
that was the
okay. Oh,
last,
so you were thinking
you know,
of Colby's.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, there's the great Gordo up for an e-break. And back again from the hard line, one Corby Davidson, who threw out a very confusing number and cracked himself up. And then the hard line, I think, admitted to what we've always suspected about them.
By the way, the Red Kettle campaign. Oh, my God. Last year alone, the Red Kettle campaign raised $144.7 million. So when you go to Target or wherever else and you see the bell ringing guy and the bucket and and all that.
$144.7 million.
Is that what I said?
I don't know, man.
That math doesn't make sense.
$144.7 million. You know what? I think every day at around 6:15, I should just take a bong hit because I feel like I have anyway.
The musers are convinced that we all smoke pot in our show meeting.
Before the show?
Yes, they're convinced.
I mean, I might as well do it because it is about this time where my head just starts spinning.
I know.
$144.7 million. Not $144.7 million.
Well, that did sound like one of those moments for him, didn't it? When he started thinking about the number?
Yes.
144.7? Oh, man.
And if it really was $144.7 million, then that would be $1.008 billion. If you had $144.7 million.
Yeah. That's such a confusing term. Sounds like one of the made-up Gordo numbers or something. All right, so there are the three candidates, Sean, Gordo, or Corby. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the air. Who wins?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Gordon, and I'd like to also remember that this week marks the 11th anniversary of the departure of Psycho Dave from the Little Ticket. Mm. Stay hard, Psycho.
Yeah. Let's pour one out for Psycho today. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Gordon Keith grew a beard so his family doesn't see the stretch marks around his mouth.
I don't know what that means.
I don't get that.
I guess it's a Gordo vote, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This one's not vaginal slice born.
No, it's not. Hello, you're on the ticket. Hello, sports caller, you're on the air.
Hi, what's going on, users?
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and vote. Is that okay?
Okay. It's a skin lining,
okay.
I think
so.
Yeah. What's going on, boys? I'm going to vote for Sean.
Who?
I think Sean. Said Sean Bass. Okay. He was running out of breath there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, am I on America?
Yes.
Okay. Give me that candy smooching, Hillary loving Gordon Keith, and you are my mighty man, pretzel.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station. What?
God, we're having some weird callers.
Well, it's almost Halloween. Maybe that's it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Hey, I would like to vote. Can I vote 10 times for number 10?
Oh, for Gordo? Yeah, you can vote once anyway. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Am I on AM radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, meters, I want to vote for Snake L. Davidson. Go Red Raiders. Love you.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George.
Yeah?
I'm your ass, buddy.
Okay, I don't have time to fight. Do you want to vote? No, I guess not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Kyle Ingram here. I'm going to Corby.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, born.
No. No. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Yeah, I'd like to vote responsibly.
Yeah?
I'd like to vote for double dip, vaginal slice, born.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Muses. Yeah? This is Jesse. Jesse the Usher.
Pretty good. Yeah, not bad.
I'd like to vote for... Vaginal slice,
bone. Oh, almost went Jimmy Carter there at the end.
A little bit of... Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
One more. Oh, you put in a vote for Gordo.
Yay! We have ourselves a winner. Gordon Keith.
And I'm kind of a superstitious guy, so I always admire the athlete who wears 13. who just doesn't really care about superstitions, because to me, I would think I'd be jinxing my entire career.
I don't think 13 is the unlucky number anymore. Isn't it 10?
I'm sorry, I don't get it.
Turn on my mic.
What?
Well, explain it.
What does that mean?
Where's 10?
Eli Manning?
No. On the Cowboys, where's 10?
10 on the Cowboys?
Do they have a 10?
Do they have a 10?
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
I don't know. Pray. Pray for me.
Are you thinking of Cole Beasley?
No. What number is he?
He's 11. 11.
Yeah, that's Danny White's number.
Yeah, you
can't
bet.
Miss Cole Beasley's number. Yeah. Cole Beasley's number is lucky, always.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know. I guess Cole Beasley.
All right, I'll just continue.
You know, I started thinking about Cowboys who've worn 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of Gordo's childhood heroes, Reggie Collier, wore 10.
You bet.
And Scott Seacules, maybe?
See there? I was right.
And I don't know how many others have worn 10 for the Cowboys. Not many.
No.
And they were all unlucky.
I guess technically they were.
Mm-hmm.
How many is that for the great Gordo?
That is his 67th win all time, so he is 10 behind Norman Ahmed Hitzkiss for first place.
All right, Gordo, way to go.